Well, I've met a lot.
Met a lot of New Yorkers who complain about it, but nobody moves out. It's the greatest place on earth.
Documents released today reveal that a massive FBI investigation in the early 1970s was part of a government effort to deport John Lennon.
You don't think there's any possibility that the government is trying to harass the Lennon?
Absolutely not. This is the kind of treatment we would dish out to anybody convicted of a narcotics offense.
When it first started, I was followed in a car, and my phone was tapped, and people thought I was crazy then, you know. I mean, they do anyway, but I mean, more so, you know, Lennon. Oh, you big-headed maniac, right? Who's going to follow you around? Well, what do they want? You know, that's what I'm saying. What do they want? You know, I'm not going to cause them any problem.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so fucking crazy you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20 odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. You want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Good morning. As I was saying about bagism, you see, you get in this bag and you jump out the window. Next thing you know, you got a policeman on your head.
What we're really doing is sending out a message to the world, but mainly to the youth, especially the youth or anybody really that's interested in protesting for peace or protesting against any forms of violence. And we say everybody's getting a bit heavy or a bit intellectual about it. Everybody's talking about peace, but nobody's doing anything about it except for a few people. And the things like the Grosvenor Square marches in London, the end product of it was just newspaper stories about riots and fighting. And we did the bed event in Amsterdam and the bag piece in Vienna just to give people an idea that there's many ways of protest, and this is one of them, and anybody could grow their hair for peace or give up a week of their holiday for peace or sit in a bag for peace. Protest against peace anyway, but peacefully, because we think that peace is only got by peaceful methods, and that to fight the establishment with their own weapons is no good, because they always win, and they've been winning for thousands of years. They know how to play the game violence, and it's easier for them when they can recognize you and shoot you. But they don't know how to handle humor and peaceful humor, and that's our message, really.
Yeah, music.
Yeah.
You know, if you go back to the days of, let's see, where do we start now? We'll start with, Do You Love Me?
Not particularly.
Love, peace and bed. Not forgetting jam, of course.
Yes, we all have it in us. You know, we're saying... we want peace and we're staying in bed for peace, but I'm as violent as the next man, you know. And I'm sure Yoko is as violent, just as violent. We're violent people, you know. I prefer myself when I'm non-violent. I prefer my friends when they're non-violent. It just makes for easier living.
And
if we have to have violence, let's channel it.
Yes.
You know, I don't know how, you know, there's other people who can work out how to channel it, or give them somewhere to play and kill each other or something, but I don't want to be involved in their violence. I prefer to live in peace, you know.
All you need is courage, you know. You can just go out in the street now and take off all your clothes and just say, peace, you know, and you'll be in the news, you see. Just courage. And if everybody gets courage, and of course they would, because they would think, all right, maybe this is a little bit embarrassing thing to do, but look at John and Yoko. They're doing worse, so I can do it, you know. That's all we're trying to do.
Please stop this nonsense. Go home. We don't like people like you. Go to a doctor to be normal. Are you getting this?
It's great.
Fun. Go to a doctor to be normal. Well, we're seeing a psychiatrist today, so maybe he'll fix us up. Bloody marvellous. See, we're not getting through on some levels, as you notice. Thank you.
Grow your hair.
Bed piece.
Hairpiece.
Hairpiece, bedpiece. Oh, yeah.
This is karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head.
You better get yourself together.
Yeah!
4. Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, nothing going on. There's always something cooking, nothing in the pot. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
Thank you. Some of you might wonder what I'm doing here with no drummers and no nothing like that. Well, you might know I lost my old band, or I left it. I'm putting an electric band together, but it's not ready yet. And these things like this keep coming up, so I have to just busk it. So I'm going to sing a song now you might know. It's called Imagine. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. no hell below us. Above us only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. Imagine no possessions.
Try.
I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us.
Thank you.